rabbit ears. We couldn't leave them there, the neighbor's basement having disgorged its contents on the lawn like a cat coughing up a hairball. Cookbooks, dehumidifier, unused strips of quarter round. Amid the debris, the Bakelite TV set and portable antenna awaiting instructions from the mothership. Artifacts circa the age of Sputnik. To the moon, Alice, to the moon. Television's incunabula, how nostalgia manifests itself in kitsch. A piece of masking tape stuck to the dusty screen works $15. We haggle, talk the old lady in the tracksuit down to 10. Watching her sort the bills, osteoarthritis, liver spots, I see a handsome woman in her early 30s taking a break from housework, the baby dozing in its crib, to watch a special report coming to her live from the Dallas airfield. She leans forward on the sofa's edge as JFK steps down the gangway into a sea of outstretched hands. The Second Coming. There's been some mistake, and now a crowd is gathering. Honestly, you don't deserve the keys to the city, roses and women's underwear falling at your feet. You're a bad haircut waiting for a bus. You're a short order cook at a greasy spoon, another stained shirt hurrying to make the night shift. You're anyone, the sum of memory. Father was a ruined pillar, mother, slender vine, inseparable and lonely. Go jump in the lake, and you did. You're a faded pair of Levi's, knees winking at the cameras. You're the future, neither bright nor certain. The song replaying in your head doesn't even know its name. I guess in that poem I sort of got to thinking that if Christ were to return, how long would it take for the paparazzi and CNN to show up? With apologies to the Far East Fortune Cookie Company. Good news will come to you by mail. You will inherit some money or a small piece of land. Your business will assume vast proportions. Listen not to vain words of flapping gums. Your success in life must be earned with earnest efforts. He who hurries cannot walk with dignity. Keep your plans secret for now. Birds are entangled by their feet, men by their tongues. It is better to have a hen tomorrow than an egg today. Sing and rejoice, fortune is smiling on you. Hand that touch this slip have no more worries. Now is the time to finish up old tasks. There is a prospect of a thrilling journey at hand. You may attend a party where strange customs prevail. Last one. For several years after I moved to Toronto, I commuted via bus and subway 2 hours a day to and from a job I despised. What doesn't kill us makes us write poetry. Finch Station. After a long day, you'd think we'd drag our feet, but we're all elbows, jostling to catch the next bus home. The boy and girl embracing near the stairs aren't in any hurry. Their stillness makes them central. He is tall and gangly, she stretching upward to meet his gaze, one of Modigliani's models, impossibly long-necked and graceful. The crowd swirls and eddies around them, the single-mindedness of water. Neither is saying anything, and I want to lie down in their silence, shelter from the collision of voices, sizzle of cellular transmission. Just then, the girl's hands scribe the air, flicker like chickadees, and he responds, fingerspelling the words between them, the body's tones and inflections, pursed lips, raised eyebrow. Something I remember reading about Berryman, his secret hope to be visited by physical disability, Milton's blindness, Beethoven's loss of hearing, the fortunate affliction that would rescue him from the machinery of living day to day and bring him to his senses. If they could hear, would the boy and girl still reach that other place I yearn for? Looking into her eyes, the boy loses his balance. They can hardly pay attention to what their hands are saying. Thanks for listening. Thank you very much.